parasha, we have Yaakov, the fight between Yaakov and Esav over the Bechaira, over the Brachas. And Yaakovinu beats out Esav. And at least according to Esav, he stole the Bechaira and he stole the Brachas. So maybe let's talk, not that it was negated by Yaakov and Esav, but we can handle what happens when someone does steal. Whatever the Teretz for Yaakov Avinu, it's different here. How he's allowed to do it, what did he do? That's not for now. But what happens if someone steals a mitzvah from somebody else? So the Makar is a Gemara in Chulin, it's also a Gemara in Bava Kama, that the Gemara in Chulin is a Makisi Adam. It says, Shafach Hakisa, Misha Shafach Hakasa. So all here is that the Sheikhet has the schos to do Kisi Adam. He's the first one that's chayav to Kisi Adam. But if he didn't do it, somebody else is mechuyev. Now, where was that another braisa? Shafach Kisa, Misha Shafach Hakasa. My Maisa Becha, Shashachat, Vekom Chaver Kisa, Vechayver Gamliel, Lite in Loy, Yud Zehuvim. Who's mechayev the guy to give 10 gold coins because he stole the mitzvah. The Gemara's mesupik, is it tzchar mitzvah, is it tzchar bracha? Mayav gemina, brach samazen. Let's say someone was supposed to be mezamen, and he went and someone else went and did the zimun. Therefore, Gemara says, if it's tzchar mitzvah, it's only one mitzvah, brach samazen is one mitzvah. But if it's tzchar bracha, the 10 zehuvim, for each bracha, benching is 4 brachas. We'll see. See later, is it because benching is 4 brachas, so it's 40 zuvim? Or is it, let's say, 3 brachas of benching, the deraisa ones, and maybe by pregafen, according to some shayinim, benching al kais, that's the fourth one. That's a shayla. But pashat pshat, benching is 4 brachas, is 4 brachas, even though tev meit is only rabban, and we'll see about that. Whether by this din of Sar Zuvim applies to Mitzvah Drabbanah.
It's a knas?
What? Is it a knas? Like, what is it like? That was the other Irish question this morning. Is there is a child to have a price for Mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are priceless. So Mustam is a knas, yeah. I don't think there's
an actual.
There are some places in Taka that say that it's not totally, there isn't a fixed price. Some places can say that. It's kafi, you know. There's a knas talk. The bezin is matl knas kafi the inyan, but not necessarily. It's a real price. Is it a real ganeva? Again, so if it's not a real price, then that doesn't have to be a real ganeva. So, although we'll see, there has to be something that was really his, because we'll see. Now, the fact that he was about to do it doesn't necessarily mean that you're chayev. So. It might not be a real Geneva, but it has to somehow be shaykh to him. Now, Taisus points out over there that Luchar is an Eitzah, a simple Eitzah. Why don't you just give the guy another chicken? Instead of paying the guy 10 gold coins, you buy a chicken for a couple dollars, you know, half a gold coin, the place is how much a chicken costs, and let him shaykh again. You'll give the shaykh the shaykh again. I'll do Kizi Adam. I took away Kizi Adam from you. So here's a chicken, pay $5 for the chicken, and you'll be able to do it again. What's the problem? Why have the Sar Zehuvim? It's a lot cheaper to do it this way. So Taisvis, that you can't do, because that's a different mitzvah. You took away my mitzvah, you owe me Sar Zehuvim. Your eights is, you know, that my interest in your eights is, you owe me a Sar Zehuvim. Now, Taisvis in Bava Kama, but there also this similar Gemara. This Gemara is talking about Lagabe, the din of if there's a hezek to destroy the potential hezek, where Bezdin is mechayev the guy to get rid of the danger, someone else does it, it's also more as a shayla over there. But Tosafot over there brings down, there's a guy took someone else's aliyah. A guy, the shots called up someone, Yankel for Shlishi. The other guy felt that he's more chashiv. He deserves shlishi. He's got a bigger frock. So he went up and took the aliyah. Chutzpah, why is he giving it to him and not me? So the shayla was, you have to pay Asar Zehuvim. I called up the first guy for Aliyah. So Ben Tam said that, what's the problem? He took a bracha from him, right? He took the bracha. Good, so he'll give him a chicken. Ben Tam said, he'll give the other guy a chicken to Shecht, and he'll have the bracha. But Tres means now the Re argues, because McCain, what's the whole sugi of Asar Zehuvim? Why can't we just give him another chicken? Ben Tam patented for all the reasons as well. He says, because the Chari answered, Amen. And God will ha'ina Amen, Yesim and Amavarach. So the guy answered Amen to the bracha. So the Amen is more important than bigger than where it says, Ha'ina Amen is Yesim and Amavarach. So I took away the bracha, but you got an Amen. Adab, you owe me money. Right? You gave him extra. What? No. Just a bit. The Kurd made a time, but you have your bottle. My is passed from your chayim. So don't. Good. Shabbos man is there. Now.
I missed the connection between this Torah and the chicken.
What? I guess he's assuming. My time assumed the only problem is the bracha. He's not worried about the kriya. Maybe the kriya is only rabbanon. The bracha is the raisa. What? No, but that guy in those days, the one who got the Leah red, he got the kriya. Well, they also hear Shmeikaina. That's another thing every time. But the thing is, he was more worried about the bracha.
Substituted with a different bracha.
Oh, so that's what it seemed. But you're right. It's a mechtesi meaning. You took a brachas tire from him. Why is she paying back a chicken for that? Okay, it's a good question. Now. So on this, the Ben Tam said that when it was on Amen, there's no problem because God loyin Amen Yosim and Varach. So the Yamsha Shleima and Baba Kam over there has a big arichas, and he says that he doesn't like this whole thing. According to him, in the Gemara in Chulin with the Kisi Adam, right? The Gemara is Mesupik, whether it's Schar Bracha, Schar Mitzvah, so inside that Schar Bracha, what does the Gemara say? That because you took away the bracha of Kisei Adam, therefore you have to pay him 10 zuvim. Now, does that mean that the guy did the kisui? So what, the guy didn't make a bracha, he made a bracha. Tell me what, he made it bedafka low so the guy shouldn't hear? The guy announced Amen over there. The sheikh shech to the chicken, the bat to Kisei Adam, someone else came to the Kisei Adam. So he also made a bracha. So according to my time, he's making a kimta that it's talking about, the guy made the bracha very low. But otherwise, yeah, if he made it loud and the sheikh can answer Amen, God loin Amen, yes, my bar. So the whole sugi of Asar Zehuvim became bottle, feed it side, that it's schar bracha, not schar mitzvah.
Here, by the same time, they do it, Befar has to make it very loud, they do it.
Okay, but the guy is right there. So, that's the Yom Shalom's time in Ben Tam. So he says, Elamai, even though Amen make a bracha, even though Ayin Amen Godel. Oh, so he says, "Hi, Ben Tam says, God loin Amen, Yaisim and Mavarach." So, well, Chari has a good taina. Why should I have to pay for the fistilling your bracha if you got an Amen? So he says that that's when it's just a bracha by itself. But Bekisi Adam and Mila, where there's the mitzvah also. So there they have the mitzvah. So there, so even though the Gemara says that the mitzvah and the chayv for the bracha itself, but you're also chayv for the mitzvah. Now, as he wants to learn, when the Gemara says, is it the bracha or the mitzvah? So even though it's not that it's the bracha, but for the mitzvah itself, you're also chayv. Just when they're both together, you're not chayv in both. You only chayv one lump sum. But the mitzvah itself is also mechayiv. So meila, the guy answered Amen, so al the bracha, you're not chayiv. But there, you're chayiv also al the mitzvah. That's what the Yom Shleim wants to argue on a Ben Tam. Meila, even if he answered Amen, but at least when there's a mitzvah also, he took away the mitzvah besides the bracha, then this Amen is not going to help you. But if they'll come out, unless it was just the bracha that he took away from him, it was just a bracha that wasn't attached to a mitzvah, then, for this time, at least, the Yom Shleim will be made at their Baron Tam, that if he adds an amen, and the only thing he took away from him was the bracha, then you wouldn't have to pay. So, come up by benching, by zimun, right? The Ocher also, you know, we have to say that there was no amen. Say it. Now, the Gabi Kriyas HaTayra, Chayis L'chulun says another sfara. And that is that Batsim, the Chiv Kriyas HaTayra is on Ebbets, on the Tzibur. So Meila, just because they called up Yankel, doesn't mean that Shmerel can, but Shmerel is just Mechayv as Yankel. Now, they called him up. Does that mean that he was Zeichet? They called him up, Yamar, your Yankel. Okay, but the chiyuv batsim is the chiyuv in everyone, right? The chiyuv on the tzibur. So Meila, in fact, why was he zeich in it? In fact, they called him up. So therefore, that's what Taisa says. So Meila, by kriyas atayra, knows by kisya dam. The Gemara says v'shafach v'kisa. Misha shafach hu yichasa. The Torah says that the mitzvah of kisui is taloy on the person who shechted, on the person who shafach the dam. So Meila, there comes someone else, let's kiss his name, and took it away from him, because it was not his. But the fact that he called you up doesn't make that that's your aliyah. Well, why is it yours? So that's him, the chiv is on anyone. So Meila, there's up taisis, there's no tanya. There's no sarazuba. Now, again, the Amshar Shleima says, this is all when no one bought the mitzvah. I didn't sell the aliyahs. And you can say, they called him a random guy. It says, they called him up, doesn't mean it says. Mashenkin, he says, would they buy Elias? So where the guy got, you know, a guy bought Maftayana for $5,000, and someone else called up right before, he goes up there and says the bracha, right? So over there we say, the guy bought it, then that's a different story. The child that we have to pay him how much you pay him the Sarazum. I don't know how much Sarazum is worth. Anyway. Or he says, even if it's a where one guy buys it, he gives it out, it'll be the same thing.
Why is it better? There's a Kenyan on the
Tanel. So he's saying it is a Kenyan. What's the Kenyan? So he brings down the Sugi Marshall, the Sugi Nezu Neshech of Situmta. There's a famous Gemara, a halacha, a thing called Situmta. What's Situmta? So the actual Situmta, most people don't even know what Situmta is. They just know that when you say Mazel Bracha in the diamond industry, you're kinda because of Situmta, but they don't know what Situmta is. So Situmta is, there was a certain sign, that a guy was buying, let's say, 100 barrels of wine, big barrels. He doesn't want to have to make a mashiach on every single barrel, pain in the neck. So they will put a certain siman on each barrel as a siman that he's kainit. So even though they didn't do any ma'isa kinyan, kesef is not kaina, it's in talplim. They didn't do mashicha, no kinyan chatzar, so where's the kinyan? Elmai, since the minug is to be kainit with situmta, so it's chal. The minug is kaveya. As I said, it's in any particular field, if something that's accepted as a kinyan, it's considered a Kenyan. That's why they're saying in the diamond industry, Mazel Bracha, you could shake a hand on $100,000, $50 million deal, $1 million deal, just with a Mazel Bracha, it's a Kenyan, it's a Mechayiv, it's a done deal. That's based on the concept of Situmta. So, the Amshar Shleima, Im Kain, since the minig is, to sell the aliyahs, Mela, so even though I'll say technically, like Ari's bar, there's no real kin, you can't be kind of the aliyah, it's not something mamashes, but since the minig is, that it's considered that he bought it, therefore that's kaveya, that it's considered that he's kind of it, and Mela, it is a din of Asar Zahubim, which is interesting, I'm just really thinking now, that that Lefizeh, which I think is a Shaila, does Situmta work, let's say, by Davash Loi Baloilam? In other words, does Situmta work even on something that Be'etzim is not Shaykh Kenyan? or the barrel is something that's Shaya Kenyan. Elamai, you didn't do a Kenyan. So we say, okay, so you took this, consider Ma'aseh Kenyan. But on something that, Be'etzim is a Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Oilam. Ain't the Makna Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Oilam. It's not here, you can't be kind of. Right? It's a Machoikis. But the Manami can, you can't. Can you be kind of with Situmtan Dovah Shaloi Ba'al Oilam? So this Yom Shalayim would be mashed. I didn't put the Jainim. Mordechai is somewhere. This Yom Shalayim would be mashed even something that's not Shaya Kenyan because the Dali is not Shaya, not subject to Kenyan. Still, he's saying
you
should work with Kam
Situmtan. You still have to buy it in order to do this?
Oh, so very good. So this had, I was wondering, and I read down it, that L'chayra, once working out Situmta, then L'chayra, the minig is, it's accepted that when the guy gets called up for an Aliyah, it's his Aliyah, right? It's definitely accepted that once they call him up, it's his Aliyah. So L'chayra, once we say the Svar of the Yamshah Shlaima, that we're going to use Situmta L'gabe Aliyahs, then L'chayra, even the case when he didn't buy it, even he says in the Zman Gemara, they stop calling him up. If he's there, you should have to, you know, you should have to pay him. Says not like Tais. Tais says you don't. Because Mashma that Al Chayyim are not going with Situmta, or Situmta is maybe not Shaykh in such a case. So that's a very good point. It's not going to not so clear if you're the Ayam Shoshlaima. Now, Zok Tais is Vayter. Says not only this is very interesting. Not only he took Shlishi, not only he stole Shlishi, he took Kayin. They called up a Kayin. Guy always wanted that first aliyah. You know, he went up to the call the car, he went up there. Baruch Hashem Baruch. Right? So, even though there, the Pasuk says, V'kidashta, L'chol Dovash B'kdusha, you give the Kohen first. So, Taisvis, that's only in a smach the Ba'alma. The mitzvah Kiddash is only Rabbanan. Which, Derech Agav, is Pachana Pashnu Shainim. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is Mashmis Deraisa. Says Shetivanu Chabed Zera Aaron Lenosim Raim Imam Bechulu. Who am I Sala Vikidashta Kies Lechem Elekecha Hu Makriv Kada Jielach. And we're not Gemara and Gittin. Gemara is Vikidashta Chodav Hashem Begush Lo Tarech Rishon and Varach Rishon Lid the Yomani Off Rishon. It's then of he gets it first. Ram's Mashmas Deraisa. So Meila Batay saying it's Rabbanan. Oh, so the Levit Tais says, since Vikdash is only Rabbanon, the male is not Asara Zehuvim. It's Mash from Taisvis that the din of Asara Zehuvim only applies by the Reis, not by the Rabbanon.
Well, why is that? I mean, the fact
why
that
is that Mash?
No, the fact that he's a Kohen, the fact that he took Kohen is now, it's worse because he owns it now, like, it belongs to Kohanim.
Yeah. That what in the Havmina?
Yeah,
it didn't Bechidash, you have to give it to the Kayan. It belongs to the Kayan. You would have said that the Torah says you give it to the Kayan. So if the Torah says you have to give it to the Kayan, then you're taking it away from him to the Kayan. Then you should have to pass Arazu.
Should give it to the Kohen
fine. Ah, which Kayan you mean? Shebet Kuna. I mean, why this Kayan you mean? Yeah. Ah, that's so he's saying good. You think, well, why, even if Kedashta was their Isa, let's say, but why would I have to give it to this Kayan? Again, besides that, he called him up. Tais says, "Not, it's not a problem." LMI, because it belongs to the Kayan. Besides, you have to pay the Kayan fund. Okay, hey, it's good aura. It's very good aura. Top Akmaya Tais says, "Uknash is on your banan, and therefore there's no problem." Now, so here it's really a problem, as the Chida, the Berkei Yosef. What? There's only Kayan in the room.
Maybe
it should be the Kayan that are here, because they're the only ones that would get it. The mitzvah is not the mitzvah is to give the Kayan, but there's no Kayan. Mamukh is going to go next door to the Shtibul next door and bring in a Kayan, right? You say, Mukayan Kayan. So Elamai, it's a chid to give whoever's here. So Melo, you're right. So Chaya, that much, even the half minute will be split up amongst the Kainim that are there. Okay. Now, so the Chida says, that Hare, if we bring down Gabi Kriya Sat Hara, Achiv Asar Zehuvim, in Toises, right, Taiz is Zechiv Asar Zum. He took the guy's Aliyah. So before Taiz Teretz, that everyone's Mechuyah, but I mean, Taiz is saying that the din of Kriyas Torah is subject to the din of Asar Zehubim. If not, they're going to find Terutzim. But now, the Kriyas Torah itself, the Chiyuv Kriyas Torah is also on Rabbanan. Chiyuv Kriyas Torah is Rabbanan. So what's Taiz handling that there should be? If Taiz says that the Kiddash Toi is not Machayev Gazon Rabbanan, it's not cool, I took it away from the Kayin, Gazon Rabbanan, Munkain. And if it is not Asar Zehuvim, it's not by Din Rabban, it's not Asar Zehuvim. And came in fact, Taisvis, fact, the Chida, that, so what's all Shah Kriyas Taira? If all the Rishayim, Kriyas Taira is Rabbanan. It's a Shah Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, maybe. But all the Rishayim say that Kriyas Taira is not Rabbanan. There might be a Mashmoyis of Rashi that is the Raisa, but the Taisvis within Brachas. Has a mikua, but Akhman Mashit is Taisin in many places that's only Rabbanan. So therefore, the whole Kriyas Torah is only Rabbanan, and Taisin is not assumed by Rabbanan, so what's the whole Shiloh? Taisin means the Maizah Shiloh, guys took the guy's Leah, Taisin is the Handlos. Okay, Tam said his reasons why you don't have to pay, Taisin says his reasons because the Chiv is in everyone, but it's only Rabbanan.
Perchas Torah is not the reason.
Hmm?
Perchas Torah? Isn't that?
Birchas HaTorah.
Is that the Raisa?
Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa.
So he took his bracha.
What?
Wasn't the whole point he took his bracha, not the...
Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. Pashtis means when you wake up in the morning, you say Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. The Birchas HaTorah that you say on Kriyas HaTorah, Pashtis is only Rabbanan. Pashtis is only Rabbanan. However, meaning they were masakin it, because Alts is a Kriya of a Tzibur, so they were masakin a new bracha. Pash is only a banan. However, Tuchzach, that there is a. I remember it as a Mishnah's Yankiv or Yeshua's Yankiv. I don't know which one. I think the Mishnah's Yankiv. Yeah, then I'll check it out. And yet, the Taka wants to say that the bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah is the Raisa. I'm not sure. I have to check it out. So maybe that will be a Teretz. If this Shu's Yankim exists, which will be a little, time, it's a little funny because I mean, the Etz of Kriyas HaTorah is on your bottom, but the bracha is the Raisa. Not so sure.
You have to make a bracha on the HaTorah.
You did that in the morning.
Right,
but what? You did that in the morning, so now you're making it again. It's not the Raisa.
So it's a bracha of Atala. You did in the morning.
Okay. I suppose I don't have to answer that question. Zot Chida that this, the Taisa says, then when it's Rabbanan, there's no bracha. But if you have a mitzvah Rabbanan with a bracha together, then you have to pay Asar Zehuvim. So a bracha alone that's Rabbanan not, but if you have a bracha with a mitzvah, even though it's both Rabbanan, the combination of the two will be mechayev Asar Zehuvim. But he brings that interesting for the Tashvitz. Even holding a Sefer Torah, because there was a Samaita Shahaya in a certain place where they used to sell the mitzvahs, and there were like 10 people, they gave them the mitzvahs for a year. Because Torah, all the mitzvahs, all the shul mitzvahs, they gave it to a group of 10 people that, for whatever reason, I don't know why, they have it for a year, for free for a year. Half a year in, the Gabayim wanted to back out. They wanted that they should have to pay for it. So he said, since it was given to them for free, therefore they can't take it away from them. So then, if you try Masal from them, you have to pay them Asar Zehuvim. Pay Asar Zehuvim. And he says, even if mitzvah without a bracha, oh, that means more than a shor in lariga, a bad shor, a wild shor, that if someone else kills it, it's chayv zar zuvim. He's who adin, he says. The misha eiches sefer Torah. Afa pi she'ein ba bracha, mevatlim mitzvos liyesh l'kantzah zar zuvim. The guy that the hagbo, or the guy, right, with there's no bracha at all, still a tajmit saying that part of this package deal, these 10 guys get all the mitzvahs, hagbo is there too. Or even again, he's holding the sefer after the matzor. But you have to pay a sarah, each guy, you have to pay, if they try to take away from them, that's paying a sarah zuvim. Every hagbo he's taking away. So you know, there's no bracha. So there you see that even something which I don't know if it's even a mitzvah derabanan, I don't know. It's not at least a mitzvah derabanan, there is. But Gabal Gei Taisis is a kaponim. Taisis Menei Be, we have a problem with Taisis. On one hand, Taisis, but Kedash is only Rabbanon. And therefore, there's no asaras, you have to pay the kain asaras zuvim. Because it's only Rabbanon. I, this Kashi held, before he gave his trutzim, Kriyas HaTaira, there it is, that's Chidah's Taira it is. Well, his first teretz is that when it's a mitzvah with a bracha, even if it's only Rabbanon, still you have to pay a sarah zuvim. Then he means that another teretz. No. Meiruchim. Oh, sorry. Skipped it. Oh, it's the whole thing. Okay. So, like this. The Shiloh there, we mentioned, we touched upon this before, by benching, Mar says it's 40. The question is, what's the 40? What's the 40? So Ridva says, Pekeret, you see this 40, must be, you may mit Rabbanon. We say the bracha pevimaitiv is Rabbanan. Still, you have to give 10. So you see, even Rabbanan, not like Taisis. Oh, so the Chidah says, so what do you do with the Rav's raya? L'chayra, again, Taisis says, but Rabbanan is no asar zuvim. We say if it's for the bracha, then there's 40 zuvim, l'chayra 10 for each bracha. Aye, brach pevimaitiv, b'yavda tiknu, it's only Rabbanan. First bracha is the raya, the fourth bracha is only Rabbanan. So here the Chidah says one of two things. Either because since it's together with the derises, so it has the psachumra of the derisa, or he says, Minar Ben Yeruchim, which is going to steer in Ben Yeruchim's, Ben Yeruchim one place says, the Sara Zehuvim is not for four brachas, it's a three brachas, and the Bari Pere Gafen. You know, yeah, but still, you still have a problem because Bari Pere Gafen is also Drabbanan. So it's a bit of a mess. And the whole thing with the four brachas and benching is four or five. So Ridva says, it's okay, Pasha, you see that you made Rabbanan. Meyuchim wants to answer, then no, it's not the fourth brach, it's a birsa by Pregav. Mechar by Pregav, and it's also only Rabbanan. Ah, let's hold you for Neshua. Neshua has a kasha. The beginning of Ketz Mavarach, a famous Neshua. Neshua has a kasha. The Gemara says, how come you have to make a bracha? Birsa Nenin. Why do you make birsa Nenin? Anybody know? So you see that Svara is the Raisa. So we say Svara. So it could be the Ben Yeruchim is the right to that side of the Bnei Yeshua, the Birchas and then is the Raisa. That's why he says the four brachas, the Ichayev, four by benching, it's three for the brachas, the Raisa, and by Pragafen. Okay. This Shaila of when we say it, Sarah Zuvim by Rabbanon, is Negei an interesting case. What's it then if a husband lights Shabbos candles instead of his wife? They got into a fight, he wanted to get her back, he lit her candles. Or, maybe she was running late, she was still in the shower, he was getting close to Shkia, he didn't want to do any Chilul Shabbos, so he lit the candles. Question is, then she comes, she's Tevayim to Bezdin, to the Rav, He holds her asara zehuvim. He took away her mitzvah.
Isn't
going to
be his money anyways?
What? First of all, Amanash ain't the baal rishus ba. He's kinda. It also nice and tanalishtai. Nice and tanalishtai. Comes of anabalachal Paris. He gives her presents on SLA. His comes of anabalachal Paris. So. So that's the shaila. So the chidah brings down from the yaivitz. There in two places. One in Pirush Mishnayis, chala. He handles the gabe chala, that she made a dough. The husband comes and it takes off the chala. And he's also down gabe halakas neiris. Now he's down in the siddur yaivitz. That the yaivitz says. Asar Zolvin! Asar Zolvin, Mishtok Sol's mitzvah. But my Zuchar, the Yair is a Pelatzim! The Yair is a Pelatzim. What her mitzvah? Why is it her mitzvah? The mitzvah of Lachs and Eir is a mitzvah that's mutl on the lady? On the woman? It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Lachs and Eir is mutl, Bein Al Isha, Bein Al Ish, equally. The husband is just as chayiv in the mitzvah of Lachas HaNeiris as his wife. If his wife is in the hospital, she gave him, had a baby, he lights candles, right? He's not her shliach. Elmai, the chayiv is in both of them. Why is it that she does it? So there are various reasons for that. Why the ma'isa, the minig is, the woman lights candles. Either because the Rambam says, because she's matzoi at home, so therefore the mitzvah became sort of hers. Or the Medrash says, she was kafsa Irishal Ilam, but the Eitz Das, she extinguished the light of the world, and therefore, as a tikkun, she has to light candles. But it's not her mitzvah, it's not Etzem Chiva mitzvah, it's not her mitzvah more than it is his mitzvah. And therefore, I'm just thinking now, you make social places, right? They called the guy for the aliyah. What does Taisa say? What do you mean? It's my mitzvah as much as your mitzvah. Even though they called him up, right? They gave it to him. So you want to say, you know, okay, they gave it to the woman. Say it, but since the ma'is, it's my chiv as much as hers. We see in Taisa, even though it was given to that guy, it's not a problem. It's not a sarzugim. He doesn't understand, b'chlal, what does the ayavitz want over here? Oh, the very Arkhatayna. What? Chala, same thing. Yeah, chala, the... Oh, my chala could be better. There, one second. Oh, no, because it's his Issa. It's his Issa.
He was on the person who makes the Issa?
No, I don't think so. It's his Issa. It's not totally... There's no v'shafach v'kisa, misha who did it. I think the it's like Shumas and Maestris, right? If you have Tevel, it's Tevel. So whoever's it is has a chiv to take off Shumas and Maestris. You have a chiv to take off Chala. It's his dough. He paid for it.
So when she usually does it, she's a
share? Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
That's even more share.
What?
It's even more share,
right? Because you're right. Because at least by luck scenario, she has a mitzvah as much as him. By Chala, it's even less. Good point. So now, okay, so this is all gabe husband and wife. Let's say you put all the candles for Shabbos, and you have a guest. He went over, took the match, and lit all your candles. Yeah? So, again, does he have to pay a sarazum? Here's a third party. Does he have to pay a sarazum? Then you'd have a child, does he pay it to the husband, pay it to the wife, pay it to both? I don't know. Somebody have to pay it to both. So over here, the Sefer Pesach HaDvir is medayik from the Chidah. The Chidah's holy kuach with the yaivitz is when the husband does it, because it's his mitzvah. Vice to ois, that if someone else did it, he has no shaykhus in the mitzvah, he has to pay a sarah zahubah. Even though he says, the chayyad chivat lachas in there is only rabbanon. he looks like it's only Rabbanim. There is a Yireim Shita that it's their Isa, but Pashat is most Rishonim hold not like that. The Chilul Lachas in there is only Rabbanim. The Meila, he says, look, Pesach Dvir, it's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. Whether by Mitzvah Rabbanon is the Rechiv of Asara Zehuvim. So Meila, he wants to say in that case, the guy, the Loch is usually Chosh Mishpat, he could say Kimli. Right, there's one sheet that it holds like you, and you're a Mukzuk. You could say Kilo, I hold like that Shita. Not necessarily that you went through a Sukh and hold like that Shita, but then the Mazakal of Raya, even though it's a Shita that's not Paskin the Shekhan Aruch, right? You know, we pass them like the other shitas, but if there is a shita, a legitimate shita that holds that like you, you can say Kimli, whatever. There's column in that. Is it any totally random shita? Whatever. That's a different issue. But therefore, the Pesach says by the Ma'aseh by Lux Neris, you don't build the Mechayev the guy. And now, yeah.
Can you just not accept his Misa?
What do you mean? One is, can you blow it out? Can you blow out the candle? So, right. So I was thinking about that. If, you know, maybe it was like too close to Shabbos, whatever, you know, but, and you could blow it out. In this case, you could just blow it out. Because not always could you not accept the mitzvah. Sometimes, you know, in the case of Aliyah, you got the Aliyah. You can't say, no. We'll delete the bracha and that's it. But the candles, the chayra, you should be able to blow it out and light it again. Should we blow it out, light it again?
Why are we saying that he doesn't pay? Because there's a shita that says it's...
What?
Why are we saying he doesn't have to pay?
Because the shita is held by Mitzvah Darbanon. We had the whole Dina Taisus. He says this Paiskim about that. So Mela, you could say Kimli like those shitas. Right, I was wondering, because there was once a Maisa, a Toma Maisa, a Maisa in Tzfas. Shabbos Chanukah. So a bunch of guys went up to Tzfas. And in the hotel, there's a whole group of called Tara guys. The whole yeshiva camp, whatever. So the hotel, I think, supplied Chanukiot for the called Tara guys. I think they were a whole group. There was like a whole thing. There was a couple of Toma guys that were there randomly. So they had their own menorahs. What happened was, they prepared their menorahs and... When they came to light, they saw that the Kaltara guys had lit their menorahs. So instead of lighting the menorahs that the Tel prepared for them, they lit the Homo guys' menorahs. That was all Shaila what to do. Akbanim, one side of Shaila might be that L'chaira, if they lit my menorah, according to this, you might have to pay a Sarah Zuhuvim. The Shaila was whether, yeah, it is, but the might be Shaila and Sarah Zuhuvim. Okay, now. What?
Don't
mess. No, that's right. So I was thinking perhaps, this whole Shaila that Gabad Lachas Haner, if someone lights it for me, do that pay me a Sarah Zehubim? So Chaira, it should be taloi whether you get a mitzvah or not. Because if, when you light my candles, I get a mitzvah, so then, why should I have to pay Asara Zehuvim? You lit it, but I got the mitzvah. I had the benefit of the mitzvah. But if you take my aliyah, right, so you got the aliyah, right? But if you lit my candles, right, you take the kisei dam. So you did the kisei dam, not me. I don't get the mitzvah kisei dam because you were mechaser the dam of the animal of the chicken that I shechted. But if you light my candles, so I still get the mitzvah. So I thought it would be totally whether you get the mitzvah or not. And like this, there's a Ridva, there's a Gemara, we're not getting too involved, there's a Gemara, the whole sugya, when you say al, when you say lit. Like, you say laniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, when is the bracha, right? L'hadig nashal Chanukah, when do you say lit to do it, when do you say al? Al birch hametz. We don't make a bracha levarach hametz. Al birch hametz. That's the sugya over there. So the over there has a bigger riches without getting too involved. He says the minashlishi. There's four categories. I think four categories over there. The third category of mitzvahs. So all the chayim work very hard to figure out when you say al, when you say lit. It's a very big mess. The Ritva says, there's a category of mitzvahs where you have a chiv to do it, but if someone else does it for you, even without your shlichus, you're mekayem the mitzvah. For example, he says, Bir Chametz, Shechitas, Pesach, Mila, Mikmigah. So, in this category of mitzvahs, where someone could do it for you without your shlichus, that's a shayla. Do you make the bracha al or lit? Because since it's not imperative that you do it, therefore, to say le, at least according to that man Amar, le implies a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv, to do the mitzvah. Al is more general, you make a bracha on the mitzvah, not to do the mitzvah. So if someone else could do it for you, and you'll be carrying the mitzvah, this type of mitzvah is where there's a machlaikis, whether you say al or whether you say le. That's what it was, shtickle. So chayra, in that list, is Ner Shabbos. So chayra, you see in the Ritva, that's his category of a mitzvah, that's mutl on you, but yet, someone else does if you're mekayem the mitzvah. Some Cain, if you're mekayem the mitzvah, why should you have to pay a sara zuba? Why should you have to pay a sara zuba? Because chayra, the mekayem the mitzvah, even if you didn't lie, someone else lived for you, you're mekayem. The Lashon Rambam is, Echad Anashim, Vechad Anashim, Chayavim, Liyos, Bibateim, Ner Dolok. The mitzvah is that there should be a ner. So if someone lights it for me, without shlichos, I wasn't a man of mishliach, someone lights it for me, I have a ner Dolok. If I have a ner Dolok, I'm kind of mitzvah. I'm kind of mitzvah. You shouldn't have to pay a saras uvin. So the graph from Mekveg, it's mashma, the chiv is the maisad laka. Okay? It's a bit of a complicated raya, so I'm not going to go into the raya. You can look at it yourself. But, therefore, it should be chayra, I thought it would be telling you that. But then, the chayra, it's wrong. There may be some havana to this, but l'mayis, it's wrong. And it's not telling you that why. Because Pashit, the biggest raya is from the Ritva himself. Because in this list, min hashlishi, the type of mitzvah where you have a chiv to do it, and if someone else does it without your shlichus, you're mekayim the mitzvah, in that list, guess which mitzvah is there? Kisi Adam. It's Kisi Adam. He's saying, it's a mitzvah, it's mutl amid the shaychet. If someone else does it, I'm mekayim the mitzvah, he says. And Kisi Adam, that's a spitz example of a sarazum. That's the amount of a sarazum was by Kisi Adam. So my cheshmen that should be told whether they're mekayem mitzvah or not is obviously wrong. Now, so what's the pshat? I look chayv from mekayem mitzvah, so why did they pay me a sara zubin? Elamai.
It's a boy.
Mitzvah boyes mishluchay. Okay. So elamai, in other words, I'll say it in different words, the asara zubin is for he took away the asiyas mitzvah, not the kima mitzvah. The mitzvah amakayim, but the ma'isa I didn't do. The ma'isa I didn't do. So asar zuvim is not for the mitzvah even. It's not a schar mitzvah. It's for the asiyas mitzvah. See, mukhidish day, right? He's getting the benefit of the mitzvah, but he's not, and he's still chayav asar zuvim. The biggest raya is benching. The Gemara says that if someone takes away zimun from somebody else, right, he has to pay 40 zuhuvim if he decides that it's telling the bracha, or 10 zuhuvim if he's telling the mitzvah, right? What's the case? The case is zimun. Now, the one he took it away from was Yaitza Brichas Hamazon. He heard Brichas Hamazon, right? He was Yaitze. That guy didn't steal the mitzvah from me. Shmei Kaini heard it. And still he's saying, it's paying Sarazul. What's he paying for? Paying for Rabbeisim Vel Benshin? What's he paying for? Rabbatan Nevarech? What's he paying for? What? Okay. So what's he paying for? Elamite smuchach. And even though Shemei Kain is Yaitse, but that guy did that see it. He actually did that see it. And therefore, we see Samele by Adlox Neres. Even though you might have a kin, but still, since Lamaisa, that guy did the mitzvah, he did the Maisa mitzvah, that's what he paid for. So Mela, as far as the Shiloh, whether it's so you steal someone's hadlaka, you have to pay a sarzuvim, it's not going to be totally in the Rambam that says that your Mekayim mitzvah and the Ritva, your Mekayim mitzvah still is a din of a sarzuvim. Okay. Now, in that sugi over there in Chulin, the Ritva brings down the Maisa Shahaya, where the father of the Tinoik that wasn't Nimal yet, he pointed a mile. He hired a mile to wherever. He pointed a mile. He was mechabed a mile in the mitzvah's mila.
What?
And then someone else came and did the mila. He grabbed the kid and did the mila. So, does he have to pay a saras huvim? So again, Rabbi Tam patted the guy. Because, first of all, he said, Bizman Azer, we say, Kol Midi, the less bechassar and kiss, lo yavdin and shlich usayim. Meaning, in Chutz Laretz, you can't be done in Chutz Laretz issues that aren't, there's no chassar and kiss. And someone damaged you, so now there's a chassar and kiss. But someone didn't actually damage you, and then there's no din of shlichus. Because that's you need if it be a bez, then you need mumchim, you need smicha. So we don't have smicha. So we say that we're shlichus of the early diaries. But kitzer, we're chutzlos nair itzrolos shlichus. But kitzer. But so if it's not chassar and kiss, then no shlichus. Furthermore, he says, again, so here he says, Dame. He answered Amen. God lo Amen. Yerizimimimvarach. And if he didn't answer Amen, you would have said a nafshe. It's your fault. No one told you not to answer Amen. If you answer Amen, then, if you didn't answer Amen, again, it's your problem. This part is like a time we had before. That he holds that it's just for the bracha, not for the mitzvah, like by Kriyas Torah. Well, the mitzvah wasn't, so he's going Matzah Gemara that it's just the bracha, not the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't play a role b'chal, even though that was one of the Yam Shalem's times before on him that the mitzvah itself is a reason, even if you didn't a bracha, just that you don't get for the bracha and for the mitzvah. But if you have a mitzvah not the bracha, why do you have to pay? Again, this is Rebbe Tam Mishtasai that we had earlier. Then Rebbe Tam says, here it's interesting. Here he doesn't like the chicken etza. And the Taisus in Chulin, whatever it was in Bokama, there the Rebbe Tam was the one that said he could give another chicken by the Kriyas Torah. By the Mila, for some reason, he says it doesn't help the chicken. Because he attacked Astakash, why is the Chayyim? So why don't you give another chicken? Okay, that's a Rebbe Tam. It's up to Rosh. Without these reasons of Rebbe Tam, you can pat in a mile. Why? So he says, because the father told the mile to be Mala's kid, but he wasn't zeichen it. It's not his mitzvah. How is he zeichen the mitzvah?
We're talking about the mom or the father.
Who's the child to pay the Torah's Zuvim to?
Yeah.
Rosh is handling the mile. Okay. Mile Bays, you have to pay mile Aleph as Torah's Zuvim. You want to know why not the father? Get to that. Okay? So, meanwhile, handling why the issue is the father was Mechabed Ruvain the mile to Mala's kid. Shimon came along with the Mila. Does Shimon have to pay Ruvain? That's the discussion right now. And that, the Rosh says, Shimon did not take anything away from Reuven. It wasn't Reuven's. He says, לדמר כיסוי, דמר תאיר ושפר חיסה, מי ששפר חסה. וכן, האב שחי ולמלץ בנוי ורוצה למוי לוי. That's the father wants to do the meal. Someone else comes and takes the meal away from the father. We'll get to that. Someone takes the meal away from the father. Then, avadis chayav asar azuvim, which is the father's mitzvah. Pesach derosh. Aber eina, if the father doesn't want to do the mila, kol Yisrael chayavim l'may loy. Ubedava, sha'ama, yeah, so the mitzvah is in everyone. Like the Taisa by Kriyas HaTaira. Once the father is not doing it, he gave it up, so now the mitzvah is on everyone to do it. So Mela, Shimon, that came and did it, he's Makai in the mitzvah, his own mitzvah, just as much as Ruvain.
Why can't you make him a shliach?
What?
You can't make the mole a shliach for him?
I said, look at
that.
Why is it as if you gave it up? You find a
shliach. What? Your name must be Ari. Oh. Okay, so if you want to, everyone's so nervous about this question. So the shach is mechiach from this rush. The shach says that from this rush you see that someone that knows how to do mila, someone that could not himself, he's not allowed to be mana, he can't give it over to someone else. Why? Because he's a bitl mitzvah. He's a mevatel mitzvah's mila. The father knows how to do mila himself. It's awesome for him to be mana shliach. He's a mevatel the mitzvah of mila. Yemeshmini yimo. So now, and he says, Mignar of the Rambam, the mitzvah is mutl on the father, in the Gemara, Hav chai b'mnoi l'moiloi, v'yam al v'am esizlik b'noi, eich adoy mo le'evua, v'mukhi b'edina, but the mitzvah on the father. He says, I wrote this because I saw many people, they're mechaber, people, even they know how to do mila, they're mechaber other people do the mitzvah. Udayti em evatel mitzvah sasei, mitzvah gedayla shal mila. Mila, nichus la yugim al brisa, is mevatla mitzvah sev mila. V'yesh lebez levatla davra azim. That's the shach. So he says from this rush you see it. He doesn't say what his ray is. So Ktzais, over there, brings down from the sefer Tvur Shar. Tvur Shar is a sefer on Yeredeya. It's a pirish on the Simul Chadasha. The Simul Chadasha is basically the Sheikhet's handbook. That was Mamish, it was always, that was the sefer that the Sheikh learned. He used to have to chazer every month. This is Simul Chadasha. So on the Simul Chadasha, the Tvur Shar wrote a sefer. So in Simul Chavches, which is the Simul Kisei Adam, he brings in this Shach. And he says, he doesn't know what's the Raya from the Rosh. What's the Shach's Raya from the Rosh that you cannot be Mana Shliach for Mila? What, he doesn't understand, he doesn't know the Raya is B'cha. He says, the Shach says, the mitzvah's on the father. Yishkarech. We need the Shach to tell him the mitzvah's on the father. Elamai, Shulch Shalom Kamaisai. What does the Shach want? Shulchan Gemayse. Shach means right. Hey guys, Chiddush. The mitzvah of Emil is on the father. Shkoyach. We're not there, but the Shulchan Gemayse. So why can't we manage a shliach? And the Dark Emayisha brings our Zerua that says, like the Shach. And the Dark Emayisha again is Temeah. What do you mean, Shulchan Gemayse? Now, Dr. Tzais, this is what the Tefuah Shah says. He doesn't know where the Shach is coming from. L'chayr, it's very pashit. Because Kufa, what the Aries were bothered with over here, and that is that why are we handling the Shimon paying Ruvain, Moel B paying Moel Aleph, Lechaira, what happened to their father? They should have to pay the father. The Rosh says, if the father's about to do the meal himself, yeah, and the guy takes away from him, he has to pay a Sar Zubim. But the father was Mana Shliach, then the other guy could do it because it's his mitzvah as much as the first Miles mitzvah. What about the father? He took away the mitzvah from the father. He took away the mitzvah from the father.
Father wanted to appoint a shliach.
That's correct. But shluchim kamaisa, so he took away the mitzvah from him. Like this, he's man a shliach, he's mekayim the mitzvah shluchim kamaisa. But now that you did the mitzvah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah.
Who's mekayim the mitzvah?
Who?
Who's mekayim the mitzvah mila?
Shimon did it? Shimon. That's what Rosh says. He's the din of Bezdin, Rosh says. The question is, the chayra, the father was a man a shliach, and the father would have gotten the mitzvah, and now he took away the mitzvah from the father. That's where the shach is coming from when he says, Elmai, there's no shlichus by Mila. Why? We'll see in a minute. Why? But he said, Elmai, there's no shlichus by Mila. So now, L'chaira, L'chaira is a pella, L'chaira is a very tashak and taina. But, L'fi, what we discussed before, it's not shver. So L'chaira Tzvur Shar holds that it's not taloi in the kiyam, stealing the kiyam mitzvah, it's stealing the maisa mitzvah. So even Zot Tzvur Shar, you know Shluchsam Kamaisai, but the father gave it up. The father gave up the maisa mitzvah. When the father gave up the Maisa Mitzvah, then there's no Asara Zehuvim. So that's why it's Pashto, there's no Chiyuv to pay the father. The only Shaila was to pay the Mayel, and now we say the Mayel Bey is no different than Mayel Aleph, because Mayel Aleph wasn't kind of the Mitzvah. Just because the father was Mechabed him, he made him a Shliach, doesn't mean that it's his. Now, but we still have the question. What happened to Shlich Hashem Shemaisa? What's Pshat in the Shach? So there's two Mahalchim. Maybe it's more than two Mahalchim. One Mahalch, which I believe we actually discussed earlier on this year, and that is based on the shoyl of the Chassam Sofer, who asked the Chassam Sofer, there's a problem with the rivash. The Gemara brings down the rivash. There's no shlichus opinion of Ben. Then nilu kol chachmei leiv to understand this rivash. All the nezikayim scream on the Ramah. Was hey, is no shlichus ben ben, shlichus ben gamaisa, why is no shlichus ben ben? The shoyl in the Chassam Sofer wanted to answer it based on a sugi in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Naira Mirosh Nasa Shliach, L'kabal Gitim Yad Baila, Kiyada V'yadami, Agichotzer V'yadami, a Naira that could L'fid of Mandama, she can kabal her own get. Shaila was, can she make a Shliach? The Gemara says, Kiyara v'yadami, agichotzer v'yadami. If she's Giyara she can make a shliach, she's chotzer v'yanat. So now, then we come out that she can't make a shliach. So the Shoyl in the Chassam Sofer says, this is Mavur in the Rishayim, and then when we learned it, it wasn't so clear to us which Rishon exactly he's referring to. But that's not for right now. He's before the Rishonim. He said, "Now, what's the pshat? What's the tzad that the naira can't make a shliach? Because the betzim is the father's kedushin. The father's the bialim on the kedushin. El my kilu, she's a shliach of the father. The tzad that yad yisera, yeah, there's an extra yad here. The father is the ikker, and she can also do it. But pshat, she's doing it as a shliach." For the father. Right? Mela, since she herself is kilo shliach of the father, she can't make her own shliach. She doesn't have the ability to do the kedushin so strongly that she could make man a shliach. Mela says, what the pinyin ben? The father is doing the son's mitzvah. That's him. This has to do with the shayla by mitzvah ben alav. Is the kid's mitzvah? But he can't do it, so he gave it to the father. Or it's the father's mitzvah. So the Shoyl of Chassam Sofer is going, the Batsim, it's the son's mitzvah. Since he's a little kid, he can't do it, so they gave it to the father to do. So it means Kilu, Kavyachol, the father is a shliach of the son. So Mela, just like the Naira can't make a shliach to mekabel the get, because she's a shliach of the father, so too the father, who's a shliach of the son, can't make a shliach of Binyan HaBen.
Isn't there a saying tzad by Mil?
One second. No. By Mil also is a shayat in the chon. So? Oh, say that's where I'm headed. So, but the Chassam Sofer, okay, fine. So that's what, right. So I'm holding my Mila. Holding my Mila. And this was my bris taira for my son Avram Yochanan, 20 something years ago. So that's what I said then. Akapanim, that male is to be pshat in the shach. And there was a ruah who said that you can't make a shliach on meal. Ah, shul shon kamay, sorry. Teretz is the same cheshmen. If you hold a betzim, it's the son's mitzvah. You're doing it for the son's male, you can't make a shliach. Now, the Chassam Sofer Grada argues on the shayl, but it could be the only argument Pinya Ben. Because he says, maybe it's a chilk Pinya Ben Amila. He says, by Pinya Ben, how can you say that Batsim it's the son's mitzvah, but this is the father's doing it for him? What's the raya? They can't be that by Pinya Ben. He says, Oy Bazoi, then why are the fathers in the Chasim Meshubid? If it's the son's mitzvah, so why should the fathers in the Chasim be Meshubid? And then you want to say, Beseder, since the Torah is Matlachiv and him do some mitzvah, he's Meshabed in the Chasim also. But it is Tainach if the kid doesn't have any Chasim. But let's say the kid has money. How does he have money? From his grandfather from his mother's side. Right? His grandfather died, and his mother died. So Yarshin, his grandfather, so he's got $100 million in the bank. Yeah? So why is the father's nechasim meshubed? Chayr a kid has money, his nechasim meshubed. That's his mitzvah. He can't do it, so I'm doing it for him. So the shibud, who has the chayv? He does. So chayr there should be a shibud. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Good, maybe you can argue it. Say, you can maybe argue the right. But upon him, even Chassam Sofer. And it's not the Chassam Sofer is not arguing the cheshbin of the shayel. It just technically holds there's a link in the chain which is wrong. And that way, this is what we want to Pinya Ben, it's the son's mitzvah. He's got problems with that. Look at the Sheba. Look at Mila. You don't have those problems. It could be the Chassam Sofer would be made that the shayel got Mila. Mila, that could be Peshat in the Shach. The Ktzais himself says different tarets, based on a famous Taisus Rid in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. What are you guys up to? Good Mem Beis, I suppose, right? What? Mendal?
What's
that? So you did Mendal, that means you did Mem Beis. Yeah. You didn't have time to get it already. So Taisus Rid, famous Taisus Rid, which is what called, that's no Shlil Mitzvah Begufay. Now, that Taisus Rid has to be learned up very well, because there are a lot, some nuances over there. And what is that get? What is the get of Mitzvah Begufay? The Schmitz example is Tefillin, right? You can't say, less man the Polig, that I can't make a Shlich on Tefillin. Right? I can't make a Tefillin at all. I want to make a Shlich, I want to sleep late. Right? So, I'll make a Shlich. It happened for me. Maybe even come and say it for me, you know? So Zakta Yisrael doesn't work. Zakta Yisrael doesn't work. So in the Welt there's a Nusach, which is not Mashta Yisrael. In the Welt is a Nusach that even though we say the Shlich is on the Maisa, so Pshat is, it's Ki'ilu, I'm your Shlich to put on the film, so fine. I put on tefillin, but what did I put the tefillin on? On my arm. So it's kilu. You put tefillin on my arm. You put tefillin on my arm. You know, I'm the guy in the mitzvah, right? Right. You shlishon kamayis. You put on the tefillin, but where did you put on the tefillin? You didn't put it on your mitzvah to put it on. Your mitzvah to put it on your arm. You didn't put it on mine. You put it on my arm. Vadam, you're not the guy in the mitzvah. The Taisrid has a little more nakudis over there. He says you only find by gerushin and getting. where there, Avada, the Mekadesh is the Mekadesh, not the Shliach. In other words, there's an element, you seem to be saying that you need that the presence of the Meshaleach should be felt. That's what he says by Gittin and Kedushin. He says, by Sukkah, he's an Echanami. You can make a Shliach to make the Sukkah, but you have to sit in the Sukkah. Because if he's sleeping in Sukkah for you, where are you? There's no, your presence is not lurking. And Lulav and Tzitzis and Chol Mitzvahs. Now, Zalkit Tzais, Imkain, Huadin, Mila. The Mitzvah of Mila. There's a Mitzvah of Mila. Oh, so here God, the Tzushdel to Mila, if you the Nusach of the Welt, is not going to work over here. Because if you say that there is Shlichus on the Mice, the Elamai Tfilin, I put on Tfilin on my hand, fine. By Mila, it's as if I did the Mila, then I did the Mila of my child. So then that Nusach, if that's the Nusach of Mitzvah Begufa, why there's no Shlichus, it's not going to help you for Mila. But the way the Hezrit says it, it might help you. It has to be nicker, the presence of the Mishaleach in this mitzvah. So now, so Zaklik Tzais and Kain Huadin, maybe that's Pshat Neshach. That Mila is also a mitzvah. You have a chiv doing Mila. You have to make something else to do the Mila. That's the Tzais, the Shtekotar, the Miyashiv, the Bikash and Neshach. One second. So he says, with this, he wants to answer the Kash. And here, at this point, it's not so Pashit. Because he says, because one of the things that Tzvor Shor brought down was mezuzah. He had a psaraya, the Tzais didn't quote the whole thing, I didn't get a chance to look it up. He had some raya that had shayach shlichas on mezuzah. So, Zok the Tzais, and here it is Yesh Laden, he says, the Tzais is medama, putting the mezuzah on the door. And I see the sukkah. I read the Hezrit said, I can make a shlich on the see the sukkah as long as I sit in the sukkah. So I do, I can make a shlich and put the mezuzah on the door as long as I'm the one living in the house. So maybe that's what he says, maybe that's the mushiv that kasha. But derech agav, it's not so pashit, because, you know, the Magen Avraham heard all like that, because what is the mitzvah of mezuzah? Is the mitzvah of mezuzah to live in a house that has a mezuzah? That's the mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah mezuzah to have a house on your door, a mezuzah on your door? So, grad is the Magen Avraham that says, but others argue, the Magen Avraham that says, Chodesh Tikkun Magen Avraham, that if you buy a house, you rent it, whatever it is, and there's a mezuzah right on the door, so what do you do? So you make a bracha. What's the bracha? He made his own bracha. Own nuscha bracha. When you move in, lodur b'bayis sheyesh boi mezuzah. Shek l'shem mezuzah mitzvano, lodur b'bayis sheyesh mezuzah. Magen Avraham. Simcha v'alev, I think. Yeah, he made his own bracha. Pillow play. How much pillow play with Magen Avraham? Yeah? Now, mitzvah clearly understands the mitzvah is to live in a house that has a mezuzah. Now, it's not so pashit. The Pasha is not like that, even. That there's no mitzvah to live in a house that has a mezuzah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a mezuzah in your house that you're living in. There's no mitzvah to living. So meila, the mitzvah is l'kvaya mezuzah. That's the lashon habracha. The mitzvah is to put on the mezuzah. The mitzvah is to have the mezuzah. That's the mitzvah. It's not the being in the house. So meila, the tzais is sushtel between asiyas a sukkah versus living in the sukkah. To see some mezuzah versus living in the house, l'chayr is not so pashut because Avada, the Tzitzit says, someone can make me a sukkah because the mitzvah is not to see a sukkah. That's just a heksher mitzvah. The mitzvah is the yeshiva's a sukkah. Mashenke by mezuzah, the mitzvah is the kfir is a mezuzah. That is the mitzvah. So therefore, I would say the Felix says it's not sushtel to sukkah.